Support for KPLU comes from the San Francisco Jazz Festival, now through June 23rd, with Ahmad Jamal, Bob James, David Sanborn, John Schofield, Taylor Eichsty, Kendrick Scott's Oracle Band, and direct from Cuba, Harold Lopez Nusa. Tickets at sfjazz.org. Thank you.
the late Bert Wilson on bass clarinet on that recording from his album with his band Rebirth called The Next Rebirth. That album came out on Nine Winds. The tune that we just heard was called Rocky's Waltz, and it was a cyclical composition, he said, inspired by Coltrane's Giant Steps and given a special texture here with bass clarinet and alto flute. Nancy Curtis was alto flute player, Bert Wilson on bass clarinet with Alan Youngblood on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bob Meyer on drums. We'll be featuring some music by Bert Wilson on today's Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU. Bert Wilson passed a little over a week ago in Olympia at the age of 73, and he was a man totally full of music. It just seemed to be bursting to get out of him. And he made quite a number of recordings for established labels as well as for his own FMO label. There was a nice recording that was done for Arabesque Jazz and some private recordings that were done. We have one here, too, with Bert Wilson and Bebop Revisited with Chuck Stintz on tenor, recorded at the Bellevue Jazz Festival back in 1987. So all kinds of stuff there for Bert Wilson. We'll hear some more of it later. Right now, however, I'd like to move on with a tune that's been going through my head for no particular reason. You know how sometimes something you haven't heard for a long time will all of a sudden pop in there and you say, oh, I want to hear that again. This is Randy Halberstadt at the piano and Jay Clayton doing the vocal from an album of original songs and lyrics by Randy. And he is joined here by Phil Sparks on bass and Greg Williamson on drums. Randy Halberstadt at the piano and Jay Clayton singing Randy's song, We've Met Before.
Yes, I'm sure it's nice to meet you too. Small talk would be fine. Tell me all your clever tales. Sit still, I'll tell you mine. But something else is going on. You see, we've met before. You came to me through a starlit night. We were lost in love by the morning. It was just a dream, but still we've met before. Pardon me if I seem strangely mute. Fill the silence, please. So hard to talk the talk and sail the social seas, 'cause something else is going on. You see, I'd swear we've met
Thank you.
Recording I had misplaced for a while. I'm glad I found it. It's the first recording by saxophonist Steve Tressler. It was titled Resonance, and he was joined there by Don Clement on piano, Chris Spencer on guitar, John Hamer on bass, and Steve Korn on drums. And I guess Steve Tressler played both saxophone parts there by multi-tracking. That was a composition by Lenny Tristano called Two, Not One. One of those great Tristano pieces, played by Steve Tressler, who has a new recording coming out in the fall, I believe, or later this summer. I've been working on the liner notes for it, and should be ready shortly. Looking forward to bursting it upon the public. It's a nice album, with some of the same personnel, plus Ingrid Jensen on trumpet on the new album, which will be coming out. Before Steve Tressler, we were listening to Jay Clayton and Randy Halberstadt together from the album Randy Halberstadt and Friends Clockwork. Jay Clayton was one of several singers who took part in this. There were five different singers, including Becca Duran, Kendra Shank, Chris O'Grady, and Whitney James. This was Jay Clayton singing Randy Halberstadt's song We've Met Before. Great song, I think. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5. KPLU, Jim Wilkie with you here. We are featuring some music by Burt Wilson on today's program. Burt passed a week ago Thursday, and there will be a musical tribute to Burt Wilson coming up in Olympia on the last day of the month, on Sunday the 30th. More about that a little later. I want to mention some other things that are going on around the Seattle area today and this week. The Puget Sound Traditional Jazz Society is having a Father's Day concert with the New Orleans Quintet playing trad jazz, the band led by Dave Holo. They're at the Ballard Elks this afternoon, in progress right now. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is performing at the Kirkland Performance Center this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Tickets for that are in short supply if it's not already sold out. Don't head over if you don't have tickets. unless you call first. It's Great American Songbook 5 featuring Primo Kim and Stephanie Porter in this concert this afternoon at 3 o'clock with the SRJO. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is playing tonight at Tula's. There's a private event this afternoon that's not open to the public. Jonathan Butler is at Jazz Alley tonight for the final time in the current run. Plus, there are numerous jam sessions, including the Prohibition Grill led by Bob Strickland and the Cafe Racer session led by Neil Welsh and Kevin McCarthy session at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline. That's later on today, tonight. Monday night, the Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble plays at the Royal Room, and a special nod to Hal Sherman, who retired last year from Bellevue College, where he's been leading the bands there for some time. Jim Sisko, who's the current director, is leading the Bellevue College band, and the evening is dedicated to Hal Sherman on Monday night at Tula's. Tuesday, Benny Green Trio opens a two-night run at Jazz Alley, Tuesday and Wednesday. Also Tuesday, the Eastside Jazz Club presents Pearl Django and Courtney Fortune at the Marriott Courtyard Hotel in Bellevue. Roadside Attraction will be playing at Tula's. Wednesday night, a couple of regulars, including Clarence Acox and the Legacy Band at the New Orleans, and Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes leading the jam at the Ship Canal Grill on East Lake near the Ship Canal. Larry Golding's trio is going to be playing a one-nighter on Thursday in Seattle. That'll be at the Royal Room. It's billed some places as the first appearance in Seattle of the trio, which is only partly true because two-thirds of the trio played here for a Ballard jazz walk a few years back. But this is the full trio this time with Peter Bernstein on guitar, Bill Stewart on drums, and Larry Goldings on organ. Great group. Hugh Masekela and Larry Willis will be doing a one-nighter at Jazz Alley on Thursday. Sonando plays at Tula's. Kelly Johnson and Bill Anschel will be at Boxley's. And Friday night, great singer Gregory Porter is going to be making a first appearance at Jazz Alley in Seattle, and I believe that will be his first appearance in Seattle. He'll play at Jazz Alley through Sunday. Good singer and songwriter. Jackie Ryan, an excellent singer, is going to be doing a couple of shows with Randy Halberstadt for the Jazz Vox series. For more on that, jazzvox.com. And Mark Seal's quartet plays at Tula's on Friday night. And more information is available on the KPLU Jazz Calendar, as well as SeattleJazzScene.com, the Earshot Calendar, and other sources. We have some music coming up here with the Larry Goldings Trio, which, as we said, is going to be playing at the Royal Room on Thursday night. This is an excellent organ trio that's unlike any other group of this instrumentation I've heard. Very original, wonderful original music. This is a tune which sort of harkens back to the tradition a bit. It's a composition by Larry Goldings and a fine tune. It's called Back in the Day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bert Wilson and Chuck Stinnes, the two tenor saxophonists together there. Chuck was the first tenor soloist. The late Bert Wilson was the second one. Wild piano work there by Craig Hoyer and two different bass players on this album. On this tune, let's see, it was Peter Vinico and Bob Meyer was on drums. Wonderful band led by Bert Wilson. Bert Wilson and Rebirth from the album Endless Fingers, which was one of the albums that critics were particularly lavish with their praise for the late tenor saxophonist, alto saxophonist, and bass clarinetist Bert Wilson. That tune titled Onslaught by Bert. And I want to mention a few things about Bert. He is going to be celebrated with a musical tribute in Olympia, where he spent all of his later years from about 1979 on. And this will take place at the Olympia Ballroom on the last Sunday of the month, on June 30th. And it starts at about 2 in the afternoon. It's likely to go late at night on Sunday, June 30th. Before Bert Wilson, we were listening to the Larry Goldings Trio from the album As One, and we heard them doing the tune Back in the Day, written by Larry Goldings. This trio is going to be performing in Seattle next Thursday for a one-nighter at the Royal Room, presented by Seattle Jazz Scene. Good band, well worth taking in. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. I want to mention a few other items about Bert Wilson, who passed a week ago Thursday at the age of 73 in Olympia. He was born in Evansville, Indiana, and most of his growing up years were spent in a hospital school in Chicago. He contracted polio at a very early age and left him in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. By age 12, he was playing clarinet. He learned the saxophone a year later, and he also learned keyboards as well. But hearing Charlie Parker really turned his life around, and although he wasn't physically capable of doing many things, he once told me that it left his body in a shape that was perfect for playing the saxophone, and that he did. He lived in New York for a while. He lived in Los Angeles. He lived in Berkeley, California. He was a teacher who was sought out by many different artists for his extended technique and his ability to play well beyond the range, normal range of the saxophone, and he was a fearless improviser who just absolutely tore up the horn any time he played. Alto saxophonist Sonny Simmons was a partner of his, Barbara Donald, the trumpet player, Smiley Winters, and drummer James Zittrow, and various others were musical partners at different times during his career. And people from his career early and late are going to be joining to celebrate Bert Wilson in Olympia at the Olympia Ballroom on Sunday, June 30th. Jazz Northwest continues here with music from Corey Weeds and Bill Kuhn Quartet. Corey Weeds, the tenor saxophonist, Bill Kuhn on guitar, Peter Washington on bass, and Louis Nash on drums. a New York rhythm section, and a Vancouver front line. Here in music from the album With Benefits, this is the title tune, which was composed by Corey Weeds.
Thank you.
Django, which is going to be playing for the Eastside Jazz Club next Tuesday night at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue. Pearl Django here playing a tune from their latest album, 11, and the tune by Count Basie and Harry Edison, Jive at 5. Rick Lepinen bass, David Lang accordion, Troy Chapman and Ryan Hoffman guitars, and Michael Gray on violin. You can catch them live next Tuesday night. Corey Weeds and Bill Kuhn Quartet before that from Vancouver with a New York rhythm section, Peter Washington on bass and Louis Nash on drums, Corey on tenor and Bill on guitar, and we heard them doing a tune from the album With Benefits. We heard the title tune, written by Corey Weeds. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. I'd like to play one more selection by the late Bert Wilson to conclude today's program on Jazz Northwest. Bert is heard here on alto sax with his wife Nancy Curtis on flute. Craig Hoyer is on piano, and we'll hear again Peter Vinico on bass and Bob Meyer on drums. And this is a tune that's named for a familiar jazz figure for many years around the Seattle area. You always knew it was a full-scale jazz event if D.D. Rainbow showed up. And so Bert wrote this tune for her. He named it D.D.'s Rainbow.
Thank you.
Bert Wilson and Rebirth, with Nancy Curtis on flute and Bert on alto sax, Craig Hoyer at the piano, the late Peter Venico on bass, and Bob Meyer on drums, playing a tune called D.D.'s Rainbow, composed by Bert Wilson. Nice tune, and nice celebration of that lady, who has been a part of the Seattle jazz scene for a long time, and Bert Wilson, who's been a part of the Northwest jazz scene, as well as L.A. and New York and Chicago as well. Wonderful musician who passed a week ago Thursday, and there will be a celebration of his life and his life in music that takes place on June 30th, the last Sunday of the month, and it will be in Olympia among his many friends that he developed there, and the event will begin at 2 o'clock at the Olympia Ballroom and likely continue well into the night. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed the music on today's program. We'll be back again next Sunday afternoon at this same time. Next week, we'll present highlights from a concert we recorded Thursday at the Seattle Art Museum featuring the Eric Verlinde Quartet with Thomas Marriott on trumpet and flugelhorn. I hope you'll join us again next Sunday at 2. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.